Let me get situated here. Excuse me. Well, it is wonderful to be here with you all this morning.
今天能和大家在一起真的很美好。
As many of you know, we have 4 children, and I hope that they would be here with us today.
大家都知道我们有四个孩子，我也很希望今天他能跟我们在一起。
Unfortunately, my oldest son came down with a bad fever 2 days ago.
但是我的大儿子他两天前有一个很他发烧很严重。
We had hoped that he could come to Shawnee and stay with his grandparents.
我们希望本来希望他能够来到 Shawnee 和祖父祖母在一起。
But he was just too sick.
但是他病得太厉害了。
So instead of my charming and beautiful kids, you have to put up with me.
所以今天你就看不到我们可爱的孩子，你只能看见我。
Speaking of my kids, one of the songs they really like is called "What Does the Fox Say?"
有一首诗歌是我孩子们很喜欢，就是说这个狐狸会说什么。
How many of you have heard the song "What Does the Fox Say?"
有没有人听过这首歌
？A few of them. So in this song, a non-native English speaker, is noticing that in English we have words for what all the animals say.
在英文当中我们有这样的说法，就是各样的动物他们会说什么。
Sheep say ba, cows go moo, cats meow.
这个羊啊，牛啊，他们会发出他们的这样的猫，他们会发出他们这样的声音。
But in English there is no word for what a fox says.
但是英文里面好像没有说狐狸这种动物好像它发出来叫声是怎么样的。
And this is strange because a fox is a very normal animal.
这有点奇怪哈，因为这个狐狸也是很普通的动物。
The reason I've been thinking about this song is because I've been studying the life of Joseph to get ready for today's message.
为什么我会讲这个？因为就是我是在准备今天的信息是关于约瑟的。
If we think about the story of Christmas, we can imagine what each of the people in it say.
当在圣诞节的时候我们会想各样的人他们会说怎样的话。
For example, in Luke, Gabriel says, greetings, you who are highly favored.
就像在路加福音他会说蒙大恩的女子有福了。
And Mary's famous response is, I am the Lord's servant, may your word in me be fulfilled.
玛利亚她就回答说我是主的使女情愿照主所说的成就在我身上。
Herod has a line, he says, show me to the child so that I can worship him.
然后这个希律说就是说好像那个告诉我小孩子在哪里我好去拜他。
When we imagine the Christmas story, we even give words to people who aren't in it in the Bible.
有时候我当说到圣诞节的故事有的时候我们也会提到好像不在圣经里的人物。
The innkeeper, of course, says no room in the inn.
好像说那个客栈里的管理的人，他会说在客栈里没有地方了。
I was in a Christmas play in Japan where even the donkeys and the sheep had things to say.
我们在日本的时候，我们排演这个圣诞的剧好像这个驴子也会说话。
But if you notice the Christmas story carefully, Joseph has nothing to say.
如果你关注这个圣诞的故事的时候，你会发现说，约瑟他好像没说什么话。
Everyone has something to say except Joseph.
好像每个人都有话说，但是约瑟好像却没话说。
This is very strange because so many of the key prophecies about Jesus are fulfilled through Joseph.
这很奇怪，因为有很多关于主耶稣的预言是借着约瑟来成就的。
For example, that Jesus will be called the son of David.
比方说他称为大卫的子孙。
Matthew says that he will be called the Nazarene.
马太说他将被称为拿撒勒人。
Hosea tells us that the Messiah will be called out of Egypt.
在何西阿说他将被从埃及召出来。
So Joseph is absolutely central to the story of Jesus' birth.
在主耶稣降生的故事里面约瑟是占一个很中心的地位。
Other characters in the drama of Christmas may have our attention, but it is a mistake to ignore the example of Joseph.
所以在排演关于耶稣降生的剧的时候，有许多的人物会抓住我们的注意力，但是如果忽略了约瑟，是很不应该的。
So you wonder, if Joseph never speaks, how do we know him?
所以你 就会想说，如果约瑟不说话的话，我们怎么来认识他？
I believe that even though he doesn't speak, we can know Joseph by his actions and by understanding his experiences.
我觉得虽然约瑟不说话，但是我们可以从他的行动里来认识他。
The example of Joseph becomes more powerful when we understand that Joseph was a real person, in a real place, at a real time.
耶稣的故事对于我们来说会更加有意义，如果我们意识到他是一个真实的人，他是在真实的时间、真实的地点存在的。
Joseph would have been born and raised in the small town of Nazareth in northern Israel.
他是在以色列北部那个小镇拿撒勒出生的。
There we go. Excuse me. We have it. Forgot my... So Nazareth, of course, is up here in Galilee.
你会看见他是在加利利附近的这座小镇拿撒勒。
At the time of Joseph, Nazareth would have been a town of about 300 to 400 people.
在耶稣的时代可能那个小镇只有三四百人。
You know the story in John 1 where Nathanael hears that Jesus is from Nazareth.
我们记得说在约翰福音第一章这里说到拿但业的时候说到这个耶稣从哪里来。
And he says, Nazareth, can anything good come from there?
拿但业说拿撒勒能出什么好的吗？
Now, I always thought that was because Nazareth had a bad reputation.
我以前以为说这是因为这个拿撒勒名声不太好。
But I think the truth is that Nazareth had no reputation.
但是实际上不是说名声不好，而是说他不为人知。
Nazareth was a tiny village with no reputation.
这个村庄太小了，没有人知道。
However, as I've studied the life of Joseph, I've learned that Nazareth would have been a pretty nice place to live.
但是当我来研读约瑟的生平的时候，我发现说拿撒勒是一个很适合居住的地方。
Nazareth was on a hill overlooking the Jezreel Valley.
它是在这个一个山坡上，它俯瞰这个耶斯列谷。
So Joseph would have grown looking out over wildflowers and olive groves and the fields changing with the seasons.
如果你在那里，你就会看见各样的花和和葡萄园。
I have a picture of Nazareth. This is the view that Joseph would have grown up looking at.
这就好像你从耶稣约瑟的眼中看出去，可能就是这个样子。
Nazareth would have been a quiet and pretty place to live.
它是一个安静的、美丽的地方。
But just because it was quiet and pretty does not mean that it was an easy place to live.
虽然说它很安静、很美丽，但并不是说生活就一定很容易。
Most of Joseph's friends and neighbors would have worked as laborers in farms.
约瑟他的同伴、朋友们，他们都是做工的人。
It was hard work, and they always would have been one bad year from going into poverty.
他们都需要很辛苦的工作，如果年景不好，他们就会很贫穷。
And as many of you are aware, as you start to get your tax forms at the end of this year, taxes were high.
就像我们到了要报税的季节，你会有感受，他们当时那个税负都很重。
Laborers in Nazareth would have paid 40% to 50% of what they made every year in taxes.
在拿撒勒那个地方，他们那里的劳工，他们一年收入可能40%-50%都要拿去交税。
The Bible tells us that Joseph was a carpenter or a builder.
圣经告诉我们说，约瑟他是个木匠。
Although this wasn't high-paying work, it would have been a better job than most people had in Nazareth.
虽然说木匠的工价也不高，但是相比其他人，也许在拿撒勒还不是最低的。
Near Nazareth, there was a growing Roman town called Sepphoris.
在拿撒勒附近有一个罗马的城镇，罗马聚居的城镇。
And this growing Roman town would have meant steady work for Joseph as a carpenter.
对于做木匠的约瑟来说，那里会给他一些做工的机会。
So Joseph had a respected profession, he had valuable skills, and he had steady work.
所以说，约瑟他所做的工还是比较好的，然后他的收入可能也相对稳定。
In the book of Matthew, we meet Joseph at the time of his engagement to a young woman named Mary.
在 在马太福音里面我们看见约瑟是他与这个女子玛利亚订婚。
People in Joseph's time would have considered about 18 years old to be the right time to get married for a young man.
在耶稣那个时代大概差不多18岁是婚嫁的年龄。
And most men did get married. About 90% of the men in Joseph's time were married.
要超过90%人都是在那个年纪来结婚。
Although I've heard sermons about how much Joseph and Mary must have been in love, it seems like Joseph's marriage probably would have been an arranged marriage.
我也听到信息里面说约瑟和玛利亚是如何的相爱他们可能是这个安排的婚姻。
Joseph's family and Mary's family would have met together to formalize the arrangement and to sign the marriage contract.
他们两边的两家他们会彼此相约他们在一起来订立这个婚约。
And then they would have waited 1 year to prepare for the large wedding.
他们要准备这个婚礼要准备整整一年。
And then, honestly, to make sure that Mary wasn't already pregnant.
当然这一年也有它的实际的作用就是说来确定说这个女子在这一年当中没有怀孕。
So for Joseph, everything seems to be going his way.
对于约瑟来说这一切都是按照想象中来进行。
He has a good job, he's starting a family, and he has hopes for a better future.
他有一个好的工作他要开始一个家庭好像一切这个前途很光明。
But as you know, Joseph's life takes an unexpected turn.
但突然他的生活的改变是他出乎他意料的。
Mary is pregnant.
这个玛利亚怀孕了。
Joseph makes the decision to divorce Mary, and this seems to be the right decision.
好像这个约瑟决定把他休了，这好像是一个对的决定。
Biblically, Deuteronomy 24 gives him the grounds for divorce.
因为在这个生命记里面说到可以休有休妻的事。
But an engagement in ancient Israel would have been considered every bit as binding as a marriage.
在当时以色列订婚其实它的法律效力就是和实际结婚是一样的。
And Joseph's society would have really valued modesty and chastity.
在约瑟所在的那个地方他们会严守这样的规矩。
And so Mary's behavior in this case would have been truly shocking.
在对于他们的当时的情形来说玛利亚有这样的事情会让人非常震惊。
But despite what you may have heard from many preachers,
虽然 你可能从其他很多信息当中听到一些
It was not expected at that time that Joseph would cause Mary disgrace or embarrassment.
约瑟他这样做并不是那么普遍的。
Rabbis at the time talk about making someone's face white with shame.
在当时来说他们如果要休妻的话会有公开的羞辱好像 有一种就是把他的脸撒上白粉。
To cause someone public disgrace so bad that the color drains from their face.
就是说要公开的羞辱对方。
They compare this, shaming someone publicly, to serious crimes like theft and murder.
当他们处置这个休妻因为是对方的过错他们来这样处置公开的羞辱就好像说在羞辱一个小偷或者强盗那样。
Joseph is a good man would have been very concerned with avoiding causing Mary or her family any public shame.
所以约瑟圣经告诉我们是个义人虽然他想休妻但是他不愿意公开的羞辱玛利亚和他的玛利亚的家。
Joseph's plan to divorce Mary quietly demonstrates that he was socially and morally able to handle a difficult but an understandable situation.
所以约瑟他想要做的是暗暗的把玛利亚休了。这表明说他是一个好人他愿意在这些社会的关系里面要来尊重对方。
As I've studied Joseph's life, I believe his true character is most clearly seen not in the way he handles this one challenge early in his life.
当我来研读约瑟的生平，就看见他这样的性情不只显在这一件事情上面。
Joseph's true character is seen in his obedience to God's extraordinary call for the rest of his life.
约瑟他的性情也显在在神对他的呼召里面，他是何等的顺服。
We as Christians can follow Joseph's extraordinary example when we understand the characteristics of God's call in Joseph's life.
如果我们真的明白约瑟的性情是怎样，当神的呼召临到的时候，我们可以来学习约瑟的榜样。
The first characteristic of God's call in Joseph's life is that it is an unexpected call.
这个呼召临到约瑟，他第一个特点就是说，他不是期待中的。
When Joseph encounters the challenge of Mary's pregnancy, he responds in a way that is reasonable and compassionate.
当约瑟遇见这个玛利亚怀孕的事，他的反应，他是是照顾到他是一个照顾到玛利亚感受的。
But what happens to Joseph next is, I think, much more challenging.
但是接下来的事，我觉得说更加挑战。
God speaks to Joseph in a dream.
在梦中，神的使者对约瑟说话。
If you have your Bibles, would you please turn with me to Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 23.
如果你有圣经，请翻到马太福音第一章20节到23节。
Matthew chapter 1, verse 20 through 23.
第一章20节到23节。
But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived of her is from the Holy Spirit.
在思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现说，大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来。因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save the people from their sins.
她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪里救出来。
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。
The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us.
说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称她的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
Joseph, by all accounts, was a man who loved God and knew him.
约瑟他是爱神的人，他认识神。
He would have understood God's promises to Israel to always be with them.
他知道神长久以来给以色列的应许。
But the ideaof what the angel is saying here would have been very difficult for Joseph to understand.
但这里这时此刻天使对约瑟说的话对他来说是很难理解的。
The idea that God would be with us as himself born as a baby to a young woman in northern Israel.
神与我们同在这件事情成就是接着一个婴孩降生是在一位以色列的女子童女怀孕生子。
God's call to Joseph was a very unexpected call.
这个呼召临到约瑟是出乎他意料的。
We have a tendency to think that God's call will make sense given what I already know.
我们往往就是想，如果神的呼召临到我，一定就是说是我已经知道的方式。
But the truth is that God's call is often unexpected.
但是实际上往往神的呼召临到是出乎我们的意料。
God called Moses to speak to Pharaoh, even though he was a poor speaker.
我们知道说，当神呼召摩西去向法老说话，摩西是一个拙狗笨舌的。
He called Paul to be an apostle, despite the fact that he was persecuting Christians horribly.
神来呼召保罗，我们知道说那个时候保罗是逼迫基督徒的。
The truth is that God is doing unexpected things in strange places.With the wrong people.
好像说神总是在一个奇怪的地方招了那些好像不应该招的人。
The second characteristic of God's call in Joseph's life is that it is an irreversible call. There is no going back.
第二个特点就是说神的呼召好像是不可撤回的。
We see in Matthew 24 as the story continues, when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him.And took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
24节、25节，约瑟醒了起来， 就遵着主使者的吩咐把妻子娶过来，只是没有和他同房，等他生了儿子，就给他起名叫耶稣。
Here in the United States, 2,000 years later, it is easy to miss the detail of Joseph giving Jesus his name.
我们在今天2000年后的美国，我们容易忽略给耶稣取名的细节。
In this time, children would have been named on the eighth day of their lives.
那时要是在他们生下来第八天取名。
This was Joseph's public declaration that Jesus was his son.
这就是约瑟向公众来公开的宣告说耶稣是他的儿子。
It was also the time that Jesus became part of Joseph's family.
这就是耶稣正式成为约瑟家庭的一员。
By giving Jesus a name, Joseph is stepping into something from which there is no going back.
当他这件取名的事发生了之后这是一个不可回转的路径。
I think we have a tendency sometimes to think, I can try God's call for a while and see how I like it.
有时候我们说觉得说神呼召了我那我就来试一下。
Before we went to Japan as missionaries, we had a seminary professor who had also worked as a missionary in Japan.
当我们去日本做福音的工作之前，我们的神学院教授有一个教授，他也曾去过日本做福音的工作。
One of his jobs as a volunteer was to meet the new missionaries at the airport and help them take their bags to their new homes.
他的工作的一项就是说来欢迎那些新到日本的传道人，然后带他们去住的地方。
He told me that he could tell from the first moment on the baggage claim how long a missionary was going to stay in Japan.
他说他有一个观察，因为他去机场接机，他说从这个取行李的地方，他通过他的观察，他就可以知道说这些传道人会在日本待多久。
If they brought two bags, they would probably be pretty good missionaries.
如果他们带了两个箱子，那表明说他们是可能是好的传道人。
If they brought 17 bags, they weren't going to last very long.
如果他们带了16个包的话，那这样的传道人可能他们不会存留太久。
I know for me, I am often tempted to keep one foot in my life before God's call, and one foot in my life after God's call.
我们通常的倾向就是说我们可能一只脚跨进去了关于神的应许，但另一只脚留在外面。
The third characteristic of God's call in Joseph's life is that it is a difficult call.
神呼召约瑟第三个特征就是这个呼召是难的。
After naming Joseph, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus settle in Bethlehem and begin what seems like a pretty normal life.
耶稣降生了以后，好像说那个生活是一个很平常的。
The wise men come and they say, "We are here to worship the true King of Israel."
那三个博士来说，那些博士来说，我们来拜那个生下来就要做犹太人的王。
Unfortunately, they also go to the current King of Israel's palace and tell him the same thing.
但不幸的，他们也跟那个希律王也讲了这件事。
Herod is, of course, horrified by this new rival to his power.
所以希律当然是大大的惊恐。
And if you know anything about Herod historically, he is a man with no problems killing or eliminating his political rivals.
如果我们知道他历史上的希律，他是非常残忍的，他会不惜一切的手段，包括杀人，来巩固他的政权。
The Magi leave, and then we see the events in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 and 15.
我们在马太福音的第二章十三节那里可以看到。
When the Magi had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream.
他们去后，有主的使者向约瑟梦中显现。
Get up, he said. Take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him.
起来，带着小孩子同他母亲逃往埃及，住在那里。等我吩咐你，因为希律必寻找小孩子，要除灭他。
So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt.
约瑟就起来，夜间带着小孩子和他母亲往埃及去。
Where he stayed until the death of Herod.
住在那里直到希律死了。
And so it was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son."
这是要应验主借先知所说的话，我从埃及召出我的儿子来。
After Joseph first heard God's call in a dream, his life seemed to start pretty well.
当一开始好像约瑟顺服了梦中所说的，好像开始还不错。
He had the celebration of the shepherds.
他有这个牧羊人在那里欢呼。
He heard the wonderful prophecies of Simeon and Anna at the temple.
有西面和亚拿那个在殿中他们的庆祝。
He began a new life in Bethlehem.
他开始在伯利恒开始他的生活。
And he had the wonderful gifts and encouragement from the wise men.
他也有那些博士他们的祝福。
But suddenly Joseph is fleeing for his life.
但是突然他就要开始逃命。
His obedience in taking Mary as his wife and Jesus as his son has led to persecution and fear and toil and being a stranger in a strange country.
因着他的顺服因为他娶了玛利亚，因为他接受这个小孩子，所以他就突然就受到了逼迫他要在恐惧当中也需要逃到一个陌生的地方去。
And even if we know it's not true, sometimes in our hearts we think, if God has called me, things are going to go well.
虽然说我们知道那个是不对的，但是在我们内心深处，我们总是觉得说，如果是神召我们，那所有的事情都应该是往好的方向发展。
You may have heard the expression, the safest place to be is in the center of God's will.
我们有这样的说法，说最安全稳妥的地方就是在神的旨意当中。
And that may or may not be true, but it is not true that the easiest place to be is in the center of God's will.
这句话也许对于不对也许可以商榷，但是至少有一点我们知道说，在神旨意的当中那不是一个最容易的地方。
God's call for Joseph and for us requires courage and endurance.
神对约瑟的呼召和对我们的呼召都需要勇气和忍耐。
The fourth characteristic of God's call in Joseph's life is that it is an uncertain call. Joseph does not know where it is going.
神对约瑟的呼召第四个特征也包含说里面他是有不确定的。约瑟被召的时候他并不知道要怎样。
In Matthew 2:19, Herod is dead and Joseph is told by the Lord in a dream that he can return to Nazareth.
到了第二章十九节是要等到希律死了以后约瑟才得到这个信息说他可以从埃及回来。
And in the Bible, we never really hear from Joseph again.
然后在圣经里就再也没提过约瑟了。
In John 6, the crowd says, isn't this Joseph's son? So it seems like Joseph is remembered.
在约翰福音第六章里那里说到这不是约瑟的儿子吗所以说好像约瑟这个名字还有人记得。
But it seems like Joseph has died before his son enters adulthood and begins his ministry.
当然好像看起来在耶稣进入他成人进入他公开的侍奉以前约瑟就已经去世了。
Despite Joseph's courage and obedience, it seems like Joseph never saw the miracles of his own son.
虽然说耶稣这样的有勇气他也有这样的忍耐但是看起来还约瑟他并没有机会来看见耶稣来行出神迹。
He never heard his teaching or saw his resurrection.
约瑟也没有听见耶稣的教训当然他没有看见耶稣的复活。
I think many of us find this to be deeply unfair, or to seem unfair.
可能我们有些人很多人会觉得说这样不太公平。
Or if not unfair, at least very hard.
或者说这样的事实挺难接受的。
We have an idea that if God calls us, we will understand why God has called us.
我们觉得说如果神召我们我们都应该会知道说为什么神召我们。
But we can see from Joseph's example that God's call does not always tell us how it's going to work out.
但从约瑟的身上我们看见说当神召我们的时候有时候我们并不知道最后这件事要怎样成就。
So in Joseph's life we can see four characteristics of his call. His call was unexpected.
在约瑟的身上我们看见神的呼召临到有这样的特征他是出乎意料的。
There was no going back.
他是不可回转的。
It was difficult.
他是不是容易的。
And it was uncertain.
也是不确定的。
In Matthew chapter 1, verse 19, many translations tell us that Joseph was a righteous man.
在马太福音1章19节，许多的翻译的版本告诉我们说，约瑟是个义人。
And in this verse, Matthew means that Joseph was righteous because he kept God's commands and showed people mercy.
因为他要遵从神的诫命，然后也要尊重人。
But I believe there is a greater way in which Joseph shows us righteousness.
但是我认为说在拣选约瑟，因为他是个义人。
Joseph shows us righteousness in the way that he obeys God's call, even when it is unexpected or difficult.
约瑟向我们展示的就是他被称为一个义人，就是在那个很困难的情形下面，他仍然愿意来遵从神。
So why have I been thinking about Joseph so much?
为什么我讲了这么多关于约瑟的？
As many of you know, my wife and I are missionaries in Japan.
你们大家都知道，我和我太太我们在日本传道。
And we have a strong sense that God has called us to do that work.
我们里面有一个强烈的感觉，是神呼召我们去那里。
But we've been in Japan for 13 years now, and we fully realize how difficult that calling can be.
我们现在到日本已经13年了，我们深刻的认识到这样的呼召是何等的不容易。
I know that I have been called, but I find myself needing courage to follow that call.
我知道说我蒙了这个呼召，但是我开始体会说我需要胆量勇气来答应。
I don't know if you have a sense of God's calling in your own life.
我不知道说在你生命当中你有没有感受到神的呼召。
Maybe you have one foot in your life before God's call and one foot in your life after God's call.
也许说你现在已经一只脚跨进了那个呼召，一只脚还留在外面。
Maybe you've said yes, but you're finding the call is difficult or isn't going where you hoped.
也许你口上说好的，你答应了但是心里却知道那个太困难了。
So the question is, why do we say yes?
所以我们要问说，为什么我们会回答说是的？
If we know God's call is so difficult or uncertain, why do we say yes to God when He calls us?
如果说我们知道神的这个召是不容易的。结果也是不确定的，那我们为什么还要答应呢？
I think there are two reasons that I'd like to consider today.
我在这里要分享两点。
When we look at Joseph's life, despite his difficulty, we see that he had a life that he lived with God.
虽然说约瑟经历了很多的艰难但是他的生活，他的日子是与神同在的。
In one way, this was unique. Not all of us have the opportunity to meet Christ.
这对于他来说这是一个非常特殊的情形，我们大多数人我们没有这样的经历可以来经历神。
But in another way, Joseph's walk with God was very much like ours.
但是从另一面来说约瑟他与神同行和我们多数人都很像。
I know I said that we don't see Joseph again in the New Testament.
我知道我再重申一次，就是说后面我们就在新约里再也没有读到约瑟了。
But we actually do see him one more time.
但还有一次。
We see Joseph when he's taking Jesus to the temple as a young boy.
那是当这个他把耶稣带到圣殿里去。
Joseph has gone to the temple and made the long journey from Nazareth to Jerusalem so that he could worship God together with his family.
约瑟他把耶稣从加利利一直带到耶路撒冷圣殿里面，他们一家在那里敬拜。
Although God's call is difficult, it is a life of worship and a life together with God's people.
虽然说神的呼召不是容易的，但是那是要这个全家来一起的敬拜，来侍奉。
The second reason we say yes to God's call is because God's call leads to the salvation of many.
为什么我们要答应神的呼召？因为神召我们是要让人来得着救恩。
You'll notice in the verse where the angel appears to Joseph first, he says, Do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Name the baby Jesus. And then he says, so that you will have a nice life of effective ministry.
当使者对约瑟说话的时候，并不是说不要害怕娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，然后你们就会过一个很好的生活。
Actually, he doesn't say that at all.
主的使者的话并不是那样。
What the angel says is that Jesus will save the people from their sins.
而是说耶稣他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Although Joseph did not see the cross and the resurrection,
虽然说约瑟他并没有看见那个十字架，也没有看见那个复活。
We have.
我们看见了。
God does not call us randomly.
神并不是随便的召我们。
But like Joseph, God calls us so that we can be part of His saving work.
就像约瑟蒙召一样，我们蒙召也是要在神的拯救之工里面有份。
I hope that we can all consider Joseph's example.As we think about the Christmas story this year.
在圣诞节的时候，当我们想到，让我们一同再来思想约瑟的榜样。
May God give us the courage to follow Him with our whole hearts.
愿神给我们勇气来遵循神的呼召。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。